They're people that worked hard. So when they got up in the morning to collect the sheaf, zichah the kavana was not l'chiyutan, to make the parents wet, to machzal kabatumah. The kavana was just to use the sheaf, because they couldn't do it any other time of the day. So therefore it's not machzal kabatumah. The third kiddush was, if they take a cold shower, they're allowed to dry themselves with a towel. They have to leave it in the window. But you can't give it over to the bath attender. Because you give it over to them, we're afraid, since their job is to make the towels nice, they'll go to wring out the towel, they'll be over the eschita. So you can't give it to the attender to take care of it on Shabbos. You're even allowed to carry your towel with your hands to your house, providing but it's not exer you come to be sochet to squeeze out your towel. We're not afraid, you're allowed to carry the towel home.
Omar Rabba Bar Rav Huna loyshonu elu lamalis avo lishpoich osu Trashi loyshonu shemechitza tluya materis bigzustria.
That will go back to our original ocha. We have your porch that's sticking out of the wall over the river. When you want to schlep up the water, we're saying if you have this hole 4x4, you can schlep it up. The Rabbanan gave a cooler. With what? If you have your mechitzes, yutfachim high, all around this hole, we say the mechitzes, good achas, go down to the water. It's called the Rishus HaYochid down there. You can schlep the water straight up from the Rishus HaYochid straight up to your porch. That's only a cooler to schlep the water up. But if you have water on top of your porch, you want to throw down, that's not such a big tzarech. There are bon and word makel for that on Shabbos. Maskler of Ershiz, with Yitz Kasha, v'chima ben zel uka. Why is this different than a nuka? A nuka is a loch we had on the Gemara on Shabbos. Rashi says, anan b'mas nisin, chotze sheb chusa miyabu amis. If you have a chotze less than 4 amis, ain't sheb chun otoichem mayim b'shabbos. You can't throw water into this chotze on Shabbos. Elim came also loy uka. What does that mean? Guma. You make a small hole in the ground. Machzek is a sign that holds is a sign of water. But Tanya lo afal pish in a small uka mevoyjoin, sheifchim lo mayim b'shabbos. V'afal pish shemayim yoytzen amenu b'shus rabim. The question is, you're throwing down water into this chotzer. Now we're afraid the water is going to flow into Rishus Rabim. So we say, if you make a little uka, a little hole in the chotzer, in this mokum, the water bika goes into the hole, and we're not afraid the water will flow out. See also, why can't you throw...
Yes, that peches we're holding, yeah. We're holding by the two dots, really. Yeah. This morning we'll see where we're going anyway later soon. Yeah, v'chein shteg is ustorios, zu agabi zu. That was the last part of the Mishnah. We have two gizustorios, that's two porches sticking out of a wall. That zu lamala mizu, that both porches are over a river. On the bottom, on the side of your house, is a river going down. And you have a porch sticking out of your window, and you want to be able to get the water out from the river, schlep it up with a bucket and pitch a bucket up to your porch. Now the question is, your porch is a Rishus HaYochid, and the river is a Karmelus, you can't carry from a Karmelus to a Rishus HaYochid. So there was an Eitzah to make a hole 4x4 Tfachim on your porch, and make Mechitzes coming up, Yud Tfachim going up. And we say those Mechitzes, good Asi, go straight down to the river, and it's called one Rishus HaYochid, you carry straight up. So the Mishnah said, the chen shteg is a story, zu lamala mizu. You had two different porches coming out of the wall. One was higher than the other one, not directly one on top of another, but a little bit apart. So, osu lel yoinev lo yoslu tachtoinem. The top porch made this tikkun, that they made a hole in their porch, 4x4 tfachim, and they made mechitzes coming up, yud tfachim. So that's called the Rishus HaYochid all the way down. They have the right to schlep up the water. The people living on the bottom porch did not make this Eitzah. They didn't make the hole on their porch. So they're not allowed to carry up. So the Mishnah says, Shteyem Asuris Achiyarvu. Now both people, both porches cannot be used to schlep up the water. Even though the top one is the only one that has a tikkun, the pshat is the bottom people also say, we want to use your porch. And these two tenants didn't make an Erech Chatzeres together, so they're not allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer, or from one apartment to another apartment. So the bottom people ask around the top people that even the top people can't schlep the water up and bring it into their apartment. Because by bringing it from a reshus that belongs to two people into their house that belongs to one person, they can't carry in unless they're making a Eruv HaChatzeres. Until they make an Eruv HaChatzeres. Yeah. So Gemara says now, V'chein shtei gezustori yizu l'malam yizu. Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav, so Rav Huna said over the name of Rav, Loishonu, the din of the Mishnah, that the bottom people, Asra and the top people, is only Ela v'smuchem. Only if the two porches are next to one another. It's not that far away, one porch, than the other porch. They're nearby. Avol b'mufleges. But let's say the top porch is further over than the bottom porch, that they're more than four tfachim apart. Not only are they higher one than the other, but they're four tfachim apart, they're mufleges. Then we say el yoinim uteris, the people living on the top porch, they're allowed to use their porch. They could schlep up the water from the river onto their porch, and the bottom people can't. But we say the bottom people do not aser on the top people. Even though the people living on the bottom chutzar want to take their bucket and throw it up to the top porch and use their takona, still they don't aser on the top people. Why not? Ailuchur is still the people living on the bottom porch is going to use the top porch. So why don't we say we have two people using one reshus? It's awesome. So Mora says, Rav Latayme. Rav goes according to Yeshitim. The Yomar Rav, Rav says, Ein Odim Oyster Al Chaveroi Derech Avir. One person doesn't aser on his friend if he only has the use of that place, derech avir. That means they're not really walking onto the top of the porch. All they're going to do is going to stand on their porch and take their bucket and throw it up to the top porch. So since they're only going to use the top porch by throwing, that's Rav Shita. They don't aser zel zeh. We look as if who is living using the top porch? Only the people living there. The bottom tenant that's going to use the porch by just throwing up there, derech avir, you don't aser zel zeh. That was Rav's Kiddush we had before, and Rav says it on our Mishnah. Rashi says, "Bismucha sheinu rechokim mitachtoina b'meshech hakoysel avor tvochim," that they're not far away, four tvochim apart. Yeah, that's pshat smucha. Yeah. Right at the bottom point next to Rashi, al yoinu muteris k'diarminon the entash mishle tachtoina bel yoinu. The people from the bottom porch do not really use the top porch. Ela derech avir. How do they use it? Only by throwing, using the air. Zrikas moshech abotvochim. They have to throw their bucket four tvochim away to reach the top porch. Now, Rav l'taymi, Rav goes according to Shita, to Yomar ein adim oisra achavero derech avir. If the only way I use your chutzur is by derech avir throwing into it, that's not called I'm using your chutzur. So, Mela, only the people living on the top porch is really using it. Only one person, one family, they're allowed to carry out in. Then they could take their bucket, throw it down the hole, get the water out of the nahar, bring it on top of the porch, and take it into the house. Either the bottom people are using it also. Derech avir, they don't ask it. Omer Rabba, Omer Rabbi Chia, for Rabbi Yosef, Omer Rabbi Oishia. Yesh gezel b'Shabbos. You should know there's a loch of gezel. If you steal a reshus from somebody else on Shabbos, it's called gezel. V'churba machzir l'baylim. And who adin a churba means, if you have a house that fell down, that right now nobody's living there, so the churba, the owner, is not makar if somebody comes in there, but no, if somebody came in there, the baylim has the right to say, get out, and I want it back. Hey, so churba, this, the house, the haunted house, is the machzir l'baylim. Goes back to the original baylim for Shabbos. He's the one that has the right to use it. So Rashi says, Yesh gezel b'Shabbos v'churba masl b'aylem. Hashta salkadaydech now the habaminer is the hochikom. This is what the Gemara means to say. Muto ligzo b'Shabbos rishuyis. The first statement is, there is a din gezel on Shabbos means, you're allowed to take somebody else's rishus and use it. Ulishtamish bar v'chubos v'shoch aveiroi hasmuchaloi. If near your house, there's another like a house that fell down, caved in, and the owner is not living there, so some of the elam is not, the b'aylem is not marked, but you're allowed to use it. You can start to carry out things from your house into this churba. Just like in the middle of the weekday, you're used to doing this. Since the original owner doesn't use his haunted, his fallen down house now so much, we said that the person that's using this house right now, he's like Kohen, he has a kinyan gezel, it's as if it belongs to him now. And it becomes like his apartment now. So that's the first statement. Then the next statement is, that no, that if somebody is using your churba, he has the chiyah to give it back to the original owner. Mashma al korchoi isa Shabbos machzir labaylim. When it comes to Hilchas Shabbos now, we don't say, since you're using it the whole week, you have a right to use my churba. No, that house belongs to me. You have to give it back to me. V'tzorech lehachziroi v'ein kinu yoloi. And the person that's using it does not have a right to use it. He has to give it back to the baylim. is Alma also Lishtamish Bo. So from here we have a Raya that's also to be Mishtamish Bo. So Chura, this is the Gemara's Kasha. Once you say it has a Din Gezel, Mash from the person that steals it, has a right to use it. And now we say, no, there's a Din Chazor, you have to give it back to the original owner. So it's a story with the two halachas. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. For the Gemara, her Gufa Kasha, it's Gufa Stira to what you're saying. Or Marta, you just said, Yesh Gezel B'Shabbos, that if somebody is using my haunted down house, he's allowed to keep it, it's called his. Alma Kanyo, that you see that the person that's using it is like he owns it right now, he has the right to use it for the Shabbos. We can't throw him out. And then you just said, V'churba Machzal Abaylim, no, that the Churba, the haunted house, goes back to the original Abaylim for the Shabbos. Alma Leikanyo, we said the person that's using it is like a goslin there, and we can throw him out, so you can't use it now. It goes back to the original Abaylim. You can't ask around the original Abaylim. So Churba, this is the Sira. So what are you saying? And for the Gemara, and the Gemara Hochi Komer, this is what we mean to say. Hochi Komer, Yesh Din Gezel B'Shabbos. You should know there is a Din Gezel on Shabbos. Kate said, what does that mean? The Churba Machzal Bailam. Is that that there's a Din Gezel? Gezel doesn't mean that you're koiner it and you have a Kinyan Gzela that you're allowed to use it. No. It just means you should know you're stealing it, means you're doing something Shloibishus. You're stealing something. And the din of Gezel is, there's a chi of Hashava. You have to give it back to the Bailam. So Taki, if you're living there in the middle of the week and using that churba, it means nothing. Now when it comes Shabbos, the original owner has a right to say, you go out of here. It's not told you have no right to use my churba. And it comes back to me. And Rashi says, Yesh din Gezel, din HaShabbos, Gzela Neheges, Rishush Shal Shabbos, the churba maser hagzela labaylim. That's what it means. But also l'shtamish bo. When it comes hilchas Shabbos, since it's nageya now, there's the whole weekday. I don't care if you use my rishus or not. It doesn't bother me. It's a house that fell down. I'm not using it right now. I don't care if somebody uses it in the middle of the weekday. But for Shabbos, it makes nafkamina. Because if you're going to use it on Shabbos, so you're now my rishus. So it's like two people living in this chotzer. You'll aser on me. You'll make it that I can't carry out from my house to my chotzer. So then I'm makbid, and I don't want you to live here. So on Shabbos, it's challah din gezel to say that there's chiyav hashava. Anytime you steal something from somebody else, it doesn't become yours mamish. It just you have a chiyav hashava. So that's what the Brisa means to say. There is a din gezel when it comes to Shabbos. Shabbos makes it that you're stealing it from me, and mainly you have a chiyav to give it back to me. Therefore, you don't aser on me. It's as if to say this rishus belongs completely to me. I'm the only one living here, and you can't aser on me. You can't make me us. I can't carry out from my rishus to the chotzer. Omar Rava, Omar Rabba, Umasvina Nashmaita. Now I have a kasher on this halacha from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, the end of the Mishnah just said, V'chein Shtei Gezustorius. You have two porches sticking out of the wall. And again, on the bottom of the porches, there's a nor, there's a river. Now, Zula Malam Izu, one is above the other one, not directly above, one is higher and lower. And the Mishnah says what? That even though only the top people, the top porch, made the takonim, made their hole with the mechitzas going up yutvachim, so really only the top porch could step up the water, still, since the bottom porch can also use the top porch, we look as if two people are using the top porch, and they talk asel zel zel, that the people living on the top porch, asel zel zel, is the chura, that's a stira. Is the chura? So the chura, our Mishnah says faket from this din. It says that what, that the bottom people, even though the top porch doesn't belong to the bottom people, they're using the top porch, the chura shleib rishus, the chura they're a gazlin. And so we say, since the bottom people now go and throw their bucket up to the top people, top porch, they ask on the top porch. They can carry up the Shabbos. So you see, if you use it shleib rishus, you have a right to use it. And we don't say you're a gazlin as a chiyav hashava. The Mishnah says, V'chein shnei gezel zula malamizu. Now, V'yarmut, if you tell me, Yesh din gezel b'Shabbos, any time you're using a rishus that doesn't belong to you, without permission, so when it comes on Shabbos, the Bailam is a makbid to get out of here. Don't use my rishus. I don't want you to make it usher on me. So we say, Sak as a chi of Hashova, you have to leave my rishus, and you can't use it. Why does our Mishnah say that on Shabbos now the top people can't use their porch because the bottom people also are going to come up to use your porch? What do you mean? The bottom people have no right to use your porch. The top people should say, we're makbid, you shouldn't use our porch to Shabbos. You're a gazlin, you'll be a din gazlin, there's a chi of Hashava, you shouldn't answer on me. You're telling me now we don't answer, somebody steals it. Have the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshes, Hatayib Shah, now Mishnah is Hokhid B'may Askinen. What is our Mishnah talking about? Kegoin She'osu Mechitza B'Shutfis. We're talking about that on the top porch, when they made the takona, that they made a hole of 4 tvachim in the middle of the porch, and they build mechitzas coming up, you tvachim all around the hole, they did it b'shutfis. The two people, both the people living on both porches, did it b'shutfis. Therefore, the bottom people have a right to use the top porch, because they made it b'shutfis. So, Mel, there's no din gezel. Gezel means if I take your reshus and I'm using yours. But here it's not called I'm using yours. I goofa gave money to build that mechitza together. That's why the Mishnah says that on Shabbos now, since both of you have a right to use the top porch, you're both awesome. Until you're making the Ruvik HaTzeres together. For the Gemara Yehoch, Yehoi Bazoi, Ki Yoso Tachtoino Nami. Why does our Mishnah only say, if only the top porch has a takona, and the bottom porch doesn't have the takona, then we say the Rosso Zeal Zeh. Why? Because the bottom one is going to use the top one. Mashmah, let's say the bottom one also made a takona. The bottom one also made their hole in their porch, and they made their 4 mechitzas going up. Mashmah, then it will be mutter. Each one uses his porch. There's a question, why? If you're telling me the Mishnah is talking about Peshutvis, Mashmah, each one helped out the other one. So then, both of them have a right to use both porches. So even if they both have a takona, it should also be Yosser. We should also look as if each one of them could use both of them. And the Gemara, that's not shver. The Markivan Sheosel Tachtoino, once the bottom chotzer made their own takona, made their own mechitzas there, that they have their own right to schlep the water up from the river onto that porch, is Trita Goli Daite, the Tachtoino Guluya Goli Daite, they show us their mind is, Tiyano Bahadoch Lenichli. You should know, we don't want to use your porch anymore. That's the reason why the bottom one made their own takona. Up until now, only the top one had a takona. And we were shutzfus with you. We even helped you make your walls. Why? Because we wanted to use yours. Now, how come the bottom one made their own takona? Why did they make their own walls on their porch? It's a riot. They're showing us that they don't want to use the top one. It's too hard. We don't want to go up there anymore. We would rather use our own. So therefore, we say them treat the both will be mutter. Because we don't look as if each one's going to use the other ones. No, each one's going to use only his porch. And each one will be mishtamach in his reshus. Then it'll be mutter. So the Mishnah. Chotzer shehi p'chusa miyaboamis. You have a chotzer, a front yard, a backyard, that's a ground that has no growing on it. There's nothing growing on it.
The bottom of
the fence, right? No, no, no. There's not 4 amis ground there. Is alocha ein shevchin v'toicha mayim b'shabbos. You should know you're not allowed to throw out your water onto this ground on Shabbos. Now, we're not talking about something that's growing there. It's a dirt water that nothing's growing. So you're allowed to throw water onto dirt. It's only a question of something's growing there. You can't make it grow on Shabbos. Or else the cement, I'm not talking about cement here. I'm talking about a ground that nothing is growing. So you're allowed to throw the water onto the ground. Now the question is though, the water is going to flow further into the Rishus HaRabim. So when you throw the water down in your chutzah, we should be afraid the water will fall into the Rishus HaRabim. And it's considered like you're making hoitzah. You're throwing water from your chutzah into the Rishus HaRabim. So we say if in your chutzah the ground there is 4 amos by 4 amos, that's enough to say the water will only stay here and it won't go further out. That's mutter. So again, chutzah sheep chuseh, if it's less than 4 amos, ain't shaykh mutzaycha mayim b'shabbos, you're not allowed to throw your dirty water into this chutzah on Shabbos. El im kein only, also la uka. Only if you made a hole in your chutzah, you have to dig down a hole in your chutzah, marzek is sasayim. That hole could hold the sasayim 2 saws of water. Min ha-nekev ulamatim, from the hole and bottom. Min ha-nekev means, nekev is the hole where the water goes out to the Rosh HaRabim. That's usually from the chotzer, you have like a gutter, that the gutter takes the water from your chotzer straight out to the Rosh HaRabim. So underneath the gutter, that's where you have to have an uka hole, that the water from your chotzer is going to go into the hole. And if the hole could hold a base of sayim, 2 saws of water, that's enough. Because usually that's how much water people use on Shabbos. Usually a person uses mishtamers throughout Shabbos with 2 saws of water. So if you have a hole big enough to hold that much water, we say then you're allowed to throw your water out into this chutzah, because we say mishtamer is going to go into the hole, and it won't go out through Shus Rabin. But if you didn't make this hole in your chutzah, it's also to throw the water out. Let's see Rashi. And Shreif L'Teuch HaMayim, the first of the Gemara. Ukas Guma, the same Gemara first time of this year. Why this year?
You're saying the Nekev does go to Rishut HaRabin, or does it?
Oh yeah, you're right. There is a nekev there, like a gutter that takes the water through Rosh Hashanah. So you have to make your hole underneath it. Lamata min hanekev. Min hanekev ulamata. That means that the hole is underneath that gutter. So now the water will not go into the gutter. The water that you're throwing in your chutzah will go into your hole and stay in the chutzah. It'll stay in the Rosh Hashanah. It won't go out to Rosh Hashanah. Now, bein mi bachutz Maybe mifnin. Whether the hole you're making is completely in your chutzar, or whether the hole even goes out to Rishus Rabin. That's also good. Ella only shemibachutz. If you make the hole, that part of the hole is going to be out of Rishus Rabin, tzorach likmar mi bifnin. You have to cover it up. Likmar means like put boards on top of this hole mi bifnin, on inside. If the hole is going to start from your chutzar to start to go out, then you have to likmar, cover it up mi bifnin, from inside. Mashenkim mi bifnin. If you have the hole completely inside your chutzar, then the din is ain't sorach. Then you ain't sorach likmur. Then you don't have to cover up the hole at all. So Rashi says, Bein mibifnim, bein she'osa l'uka b'toich ha'chutzar. Whether you made this hole in your completely in the chutzar, bein she'osa b'shus rabim sarmach l'chutzar. Whether you made the hole deep down in the b'shus rabim, could be the hole, the opening of it is in your chutzar. So you throw the water in your chutzar, and it goes down into the beginning, the opening of the hole, which is in your chutzar. But the rest of the hole could even go into the Rishus Rabin. That's also mutter. Ela shemi bachutz. If you make that the hole goes further out, deep into the Rishus Rabin, sarach likmer. That means lechatzos piha b'nisarim. You have to put boards on top of the hole. Sheyiplo hamayim miyodov l'teich mokim p'tur. It's considered like the water is falling into a mokim p'tur. Since Bro explains, it doesn't really mean a mokum p'tur here, just means it looks as if you have this here's your chutzar here, and here is the beginning of the hole, and it's true, it goes down deep into Rishus Rabin. But if you put a piece of board over here on top of it, so when you throw the water, it looks like the water is only going into Rishus Yochid. It looks like the water is going into Rishus Rabin, into your chutzar. I, it goes deep down and seeps out to Rishus Rabin, that means nothing. That's like underground already. That's not called anything. But as long as you cover up the top part of the hole, so when you throw the water, it looks like you're throwing it into the chutzar, and when the water seeps down, well, that we don't look at. Mashenka, if the whole hole is inside the chutzar, then you don't have to cover up the hole at all. Then we say, you stam, throw the water into your chutzar, and that's enough. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer. Lezer ben Yaakov says, biv, if you have a biv, that's a charitzra, she says, a type of like a gutter, a charitzra, a hole in the ground. That's usually the canal, like that you throw your water from your chutzar into this little canal, and it takes it into Rishus Rabin. So biv shukomor arba amis, if it's covered up 4 amis worth, Rishus Rabin shevchim l'teichem mayim b'Shabbos, then you're allowed to throw water into it on Shabbos. So since it's covered up, what's covered up of the canal is not a Rishus Rabin anymore. It's like underneath the Rishus Rabin. That's like a mokum p'tur. So as long as the first 4 amis long of the canal is covered up, you're allowed to throw the water into your chutzar that's going to go through this canal. And the Gemara Svar is going to be is that it zicha dissolves, dissolves in the ground. When the water travels within the 4 amis length of the ground, it zicha going to be dissolved into the ground. It won't travel further into Rishus Rabin. So if the first 4 amis right out of your chutzar is covered up, so it's not a Rishus Rabin, that part. It's still like a Rishus HaYachad of Mokam Ptur. You're allowed to throw your water there, because within these first 4 amis, for sure the water won't go further. It'll be just to seep into the ground. So that's this halacha. Reb Lozem Yaakov says, Biv, if you have this canal like Shukomra that's covered up 4 amis, Rishus Rabin, even though it goes into Rishus Rabin. But if the first 4 amis is covered up with wood, then Shevchil Matoicha Mayim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to throw water from your chotzer into this canal, because it won't get reached to Rishus Rabin. The Chachomim and the Chum argue and say no. Afilu gag, afilu chotzer mei rama. Even if you have a wide gag, a wide roof, or a wide chotzer that's 100 amis wide, still lo yishpoich al pi habiv. Anytime you're throwing the water directly into the canal, it's aser. It looks like you want to throw the water into this canal that's going to take the water into Rishus Rabin. So it looks like you want to throw the water into Rishus Rabin on Shabbos. That's awesome. Hey, the Rabbanon don't hold for this swear to say that when it travels 4 amos on the ground, it's going to seep into the ground and it won't travel further. The Rabbanon don't hold for that swear. They hold no. If you're throwing the water now directly into this canal, that usually this canal takes your water to Rishus Rabin, even though it's 100 amos long, your chotzer, still it's awesome. Because it looks like you want to throw the water to Rishus Rabin. Abba, what's the Yetzer? Shoifechu legag. You have to throw the water stam on your roof. V'yamayim yordun lebiv. And then the water by itself seeps off, falls off the gag, falls off the roof, and by itself it goes into the gutter. But you're not allowed to throw the water directly into the gutter, directly into the canal. Anytime you throw directly into the canal, that's awesome at the Rabbanan, it looks like you want to throw it through Shas Rabin. So the Yetzer is just throw it down in the middle of your chutzar, or the middle of your roof, and let the water by itself seep into the canal, that's mutter. V'amayim yordan lebiv. The Rashi says, "Lo yishpach api habiv." This is the Rabbanan sheet. You can't throw it into the canal. Kloiman, v'toich hacharitz. You can't throw the water at all into this charitz, into this canal. V'yafal pish yesh urich mikan ad v'tziyosim mayama. Even though the canal goes through yechotzim amish 100 amis, so what? V'yecholim livla, and it could dissolve into the ground. Kivon de begufa kashofich. Since you're throwing this water directly into the gutter, mekalchil hedyum, it flows. And from your koyach, you're throwing, it looks like you're throwing into Shas Rabim. For your roya, the people that will see you doing it, even though really the water will never reach the Shas Rabim, because we hold within four amis on ground, the water seeps into the ground. But I call upon the people don't know that. People will think that you threw the water into the gutter right before the Shas Rabim. And now it looks as if because of your throwing, it's going into the Shas Rabim. That's the Rabbanan's gzera. Anytime you throw the water into the gutter, we're afraid gzera, maybe you throw it into the gutter right before the Rishas Rabin, and that would be also then. Imam is throwing the water into your gutter, that's going to go into the Rishas Rabin, that's making hoitzot, Rishas Rabin, that's what's also according to the Rabbanan. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we hold halacha, that's mutter. Calls the man this ground, four amas of ground, before the Rishas Rabin, it's mutter to throw the water onto the ground. Because with the area of four amas, we say for sure, the water will never get out to Rishas Rabin, although we seep into the ground better. Weiter. So the Mishnah, ha-chotzer v'yach sadra mitzvah from the abamas. If you have a chotzer, that should be a front yard, v'yach sadra, like an open porch, then mitzvah to give it a shear of dal abamas. To say that you're allowed to throw your water into the chotzer and into the achsadra, even though each one by itself is not dal damis, together it looks like dal damis is mutter to throw the water there. At the open porch, Mustam also has dirt ground on it, so the water will dissolve in it also. V'chein shtei dutois, zu k'neged zu. Same thing if you have two porches, Rashi's aliyos. You have two aliyos, two porches sticking out of the wall. V'chotzer p'chuser mi'ar bamis lifneihim. And you have a chotzer in front of them that's less than ar bamis. Each one throws his water into his chotzer. So, miksosan osa uka, or miksosan loyos uka. Let's say one porch made a hole in his chotzer, and the other one did not make a hole in the chotzer. So the kids say you have two walls, and there's two porches sticking out, and there's one chotzer in between that's less than dal damis. So one side made a hole for their water to throw it in. So they're allowed to throw the water now on Shabbos into their chotzer. It's less than dal damis. Since they made a hole, they're allowed to throw the water. We said the water will go into the hole. It won't go to Shas Rabin. Mashenkin, the other porch, Eshos Uka Mutarin. The porch that made the hole is allowed to throw the water out on Shabbos. Eshaloyos Uka. But the other porch that did not make the hole the Shabbos, Yishno Asurin. They're not allowed to throw the water out into this porch, into this chotzer of the Shabbos. Since the chotzer is not dal damis long, and they did not make a hole in it, so they can't use somebody else's hole. We'll see in the Gemara why not. Why can't they use the other hole also? So the Gemara now, my time. And what's the svara in the ratio the Mishnah says that if you have a chotzer that's less than dal damis, you're not allowed to throw water there on Shabbos. Mashma, if it's bigger, if it is dal damis, then it's mutter. What's the svara of dal damis? Is machlekes. Omar Rabbi, Rabbi says the svara is, if they show them also listapek sasayim mayim b'chol yoyim. A person usually uses two saws of water a day. Throughout the Shabbat, that's how much water you use. Now, b'yarba amis, if you have a shetach of ground, 4 amis or 4 amis, odim reitzel zalfam, with a shtega to sprinkle the water on top of the ground. Like a mall, like if you dance sometimes and the dust comes up, you sprinkle water on the ground, it keeps the dust down. So if you have a dirt ground, it's good to sprinkle some water on it. Now, how much water can you sprinkle? A sasayim. Two saws can be sprinkled very nicely on the ground of daladamas by daladamas. So, therefore, Rashi explains, when you're spilling the water, we don't say kavronius to throw the water out to Rishas Rabin. Faker, you're nicha that the water should stay in the schotzer, because two saws of water make the ground very nice. That's a perfect amount of water for this type of a ground, 4 amas by 4 amas. But if the ground is less than 4 amas of Aramis, then we say, why are you throwing so much water? It's too much water to make the ground look nice. Miss Bami, you're throwing the water because you want it to go out to Rishis Rabim, and that's also to do. That's Rabbi Svara. The mile of Dal Damas is, that looks like you're using the water to make the carpet look nice.
If the ground is less than 4 by 4 amis, then we say, what are you throwing so much water?
Nisam, you want to throw it out to Rishus Rabim. So that's us, so people think you're throwing directly to Rishus Rabim.
Now we say, if you made a hole there, so then we say the water goes into the hole, it's not going to go to Rishus Rabim.